Yeah, I think he's going to be huge for us. I played against him a few times, so you know, I know what he's capable of. He's very talented, and he has some things you can't teach, you know, with his quickness and his speed. So I think he's going to do a great job for us, and he's already making some plays out there.
Jordan injured his sternum in his first practice with the Bills. You guys haven't had a chance to talk to him or anything, have you?
No, I saw it on the bottom line. Hopefully he's not serious. I doubt it's serious, so hopefully he'll be fine in a couple days.
Thank you, Carter,
you're kind of known as a speed guy. Do you get the feeling, can you kind of gauge just how fast Ronald is out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's fast, but I can run by anybody, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, I ran by him today, so... I mean, that's for any DB. That's not just him. But you know he's one of the faster ones. He can run. He can run with anyone in his league, except for if you get a step on him.
With how close Carson and also Jordan were, and you being a veteran, just knowing the human side of this business, did you have a conversation with Carson after the trade?
No, I haven't talked to Carson about it. I talked to Jordan. You know, I talked to him. I got to see him before he left and stuff because we were in the morning together before it even happened. And then, we live by each other, so, you know, I saw him right before he left out. So it's the tough part of the business. That's what happens, like a business, and you're the product. So things change for the better of the team, you know, which people at the top think. So I think he's going to be fine. That's the most important thing, just, you know, for him to be in the best situation that he can be in and, you know, for our team to ultimately get better. So it's tough with those emotions that run through it because those are real relationships, you know. Him and Carson are definitely, like, they're real friends. It's not a football thing. So it's going to be a tough loss, you know, for our locker room.